Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, saints of the Most High Yah. This is Elder Rufus from the Straightway Truth Ministry down here in Straightway, Georgia. Hallelujah. You're on Blog Talk Radio, and some of you are on YouTube Live with me. And this is the brother segment that we have weekly. We rotate this segment, and this is my week up. We get on about every 4 or 5, every 6 weeks. It just kind of depends. Our beloved teacher Shane is in control of that. So this is my week to go at it. And I'm here to fellowship with you all. Again, you're on Blog Talk Radio or join us live from YouTube. The name of my segment, the brother segment here, it's called If You Have Questions, The Book Has Answers. If you have questions, the book has answers. So, again, thank you all for coming out today. I do appreciate the support. This is a huge and a big fellowship for us weekly. Your primitive, basic, Keep It Simple Elder is trying to branch out with this technology and do more things. And with the help of the saints, my family, we're going to definitely get it right. So glory to the King. Just happy to be here with you guys. Let me see here. I didn't go to the chat room. And, give me a second, y'all. I normally have a chat room pulled up in the blog talk. And then I can also see how we're doing there. I think the majority of you decided to join us on YouTube because I'm not seeing really anybody in the blog talk chat room. Somebody go into the blog talk chat room and let me know how this is coming through. Somebody actually call blog talk, listen, and tell me how this is coming through. All right. We need to know if it's a 10 coming through on blog talk. Okay. All right. Oh, no, that's me. That's me. I put that in there. I was going to say Straightway gave me a 10, but that's actually me because I'm the host. So somebody log in for me, please, real quick on the Blog Talk Radio and let me know how it's coming in. I know on YouTube y'all can hear me well. Chat room is not there for Blog Talk. Really? Yeah, it is because I'm seeing people come in now. Hallelujah. It is there. It is there, too. Hallelujah. YouTube, you're not going to see that. But, yes, all right, thank you, saints, coming in well. Because some folk don't have the option to get online. They may be in remote areas where they don't have the good reception, so they will still be listening. Oh, bless you, daughter. Bless you, daughter. Good to see you in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, so it sounds like we're doing good on both ends. Sounds like we're doing good on both ends. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, Yah. All right. Let's get started. And where do we start? It has been some week, some month, some Hebraic year already. Even the Roman year has already been something incredible. But let's start off with some good news. So for all you early birds that made it over here early, didn't stroll in late, Elder is a papa again. Yes, I am a papa again at 49 years old, going on 50. I am a papa again. Hallelujah. My beautiful wife, Bonnie, has had our child, and we had a baby girl. So most of Israel knows about this already, but I will put it out there for those that have been hiding under the rock for the Shabbat. The Elder is a papa again. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Pastor Dow said, Elder, it's just your lot, brother. Somebody's got to bring in righteous daughters of Zion to Israel. Hallelujah. So we accept the calling to help restore and to raise and to rear righteous daughters of Zion here in Israel. We are elated here in the community of Straightway, Georgia, and all the communities that's associated with it. Straightway there, Tennessee and Cleveland, Straightway, Bama, the Rock down there is Straightway, Georgia East. All these communities, all these homes, we are all rejoicing. We are excited. We are very, very excited to have our newest addition to Israel and to the Straightway, Georgia family. Her name is Ahava Shalom Carswell. Ahava Shalom Carswell. I knew this child would just, I kept saying in my spirit, this child will just get so much love. This child is going to be greatly loved, dearly loved. And when I looked it up in the Hebraic, that's what Ahava means, is dearly loved. Hallelujah. And, of course, the child is just so peaceful, peaceful. When I went in and I sat down with Sister Bonnie and we would talk and talk and talk, she constantly used the word, oh, my God, the baby's so peaceful. She's so peaceful. She's so peaceful. She's so at peace. She's so at peace. And Ahava Shalom is what came to mind. and I presented it to the family. Actually, pastor first. I presented it to Pastor Dow first. He liked it, and the family loved it, and there you have it. And we'll make sure that she lives up to her name, that she will keep her peace. Why? Because she will love the law of the Most High Yah, so she'll have great peace. Hallelujah. And she will dearly be loved in this family, without a doubt. How can you not, when you have all these mamas and all these uncles and all these sisters and all these grandpas and grandmas? And I mean, how can you not be dearly loved? Hallelujah. And let me send out a quick shout out to all the saints that reached out to me by message, by email, by text message, by phone call, by Cash App, by PAL. I mean, it's been a little overwhelming, honestly, y'all. It's been a little overwhelming, the support, the love that Israel has shown me and my family with the birth of our new daughter. We are so happy. We are so happy. Those that are really connected, y'all have seen pictures of her. I put some on private things that we can see. Hallelujah. I do not want anything going on your social media channels, y'all. Hallelujah. Don't be posting your new niece. Hallelujah. Glory to the King and your granddaughter. Glory to the King. If I put it on something that you can see a picture of her, I want that picture for you and you alone. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Because, you know, we just got to be wise. Everybody ain't celebrating the birth of righteous children. Everybody's not. They should, but they're not. So that's the good news we can get started with. She came at 2:12. Another Shabbat child. It's something, y'all, here in Georgia. We have a lot of children that are born on the Shabbat for some odd reason. And she's another one that was born on the Shabbat. She was born what the world would call early Saturday morning, 2:12 a.m. in the morning. And she's tiny in weight. She's a little petite little thing. She's 5 pounds, 6 ounces. She's strong, though. She's strong, got a good grip, everything already. Everything's working good. I know some of y'all quit. Hey, how's the poop? How's the bladder? All of it. Everything that the child is working great. Fingers, everything, toes, all of it. It's all working great. The mama's doing incredible. But she's long, y'all. She's really long. She's 18 inches. But if you look at her, like, her wingspan is long. She's got really long fingers. And the one thing that I was hoping that she didn't get from me was my feet. And guess what she got, y'all? My feet. Oh, my God. Her feet are 3.5 inches long already. That's the first thing all of us look at and see, like, oh, my God, look at them things. My baby look like she got skis on already, y'all. That's all right, though. That's all right. That's all right. We're going to get it done for the Most High. Hallelujah. All right. So let's move on. That's the good news on that end. I know it's been a lot of stuff out there going on in the ministry. I know it's been a lot of things going on in the world. We just need to stay focused, saints. We need to our hearts and our minds stay on the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. No matter what in the world is going on, we need to stay focused on what Yah has individually and corporately and tribally for us. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You know, the big news out there in the world, this Kevin Samuel situation, him dying, I think it's amazing. It's incredible watching how so many people on YouTube, online, are trying to bash this man's legacy and his character. I'm seeing people make up all kind of stuff about him to try to make him look like he's a hypocrite and that he's broke and he didn't have any, all the stuff he was saying that he's not doing. And, you know, what I've learned, and I learned this a long, 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 long time ago, but the accusations that people throw out, the majority of the time, 9 times out of 10, the accusations they're slinging, they slinging them because that's what they are. You hear what I'm saying? That's what they are. And I know it. And this YouTube, social media world, it kind of promotes pushing your own narrative, doing your own thing. Of course, y'all know the devil. Do as thou wilt, right? So it makes sense that they would promote that it's not about truth. It's about what you believe and what you think is true. So you create it, you push it, you put it out there, and the other idiots and fools that think like you will come behind you and support you in it. Good thing for us that love the Most High Yah, and we've dedicated ourselves and given ourselves to him, we don't function by those rules. We got a book. That's right. We got a book. We have a spirit that's been put inside of us. Hallelujah. The spirit of the Most High Yah. And it's his job to lead and to guide us to all truth. All of it. You hear what I'm saying? All true. So when that spirit gets to leading and gets to guiding us, it's our responsibility to submit ourselves to that spirit. And I'm talking about the spirit of the Most High. Yeah, I'm talking about the Ruach HaKodesh. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about these wicked spirits that dictate your flesh, dictate some of y'all wicked hearts, dictate some of y'all perverted minds. I'm not talking about that spirit. I'm talking about the spirit that is holy. Hallelujah. I'm talking about that spirit. And when that spirit gets to leading and guiding you, doing this job, you need to submit yourself to that spirit. You need to yield to that spirit and allow it to do its perfect work. Hallelujah. And so many of us can get caught up in the day-to-day things and the things of this world, comparing what we have going on to what they have going on. What we got going on ain't got nothing to do with what they got going on, y'all. If any of you have ever read Psalms 91, you understand that when you get to this spiritual place, that Yah puts you and hides you in a secret place. He hides you behind his shield and behind his buckler. And see, these things that take place and it happens to the wicked of the world, right? You only get to see them with your eyes, but it ain't going to come near you, right? You got to understand and know this is the place that you in. It's literally a spiritual bubble that you are in when you are being led of the Holy Spirit. And you got to receive that. You got to embrace that. You got to submit yourself to it. Matter of fact, that's our first question of the day, because this is questions. The book got answers. And we had a saint send me a question because they've been hearing Pastor Dow tell them that you need to submit your mind to Yah. You need to submit your mind to Yah. And the saint was like, man, how do you do that? How do you do that? And it's simple. The more you read and study this book, the more that's going to change the way you think and the way you process information. And when you believe the things that are being said, like the Messiah himself told you, and I'll paraphrase it, let's forget and let's not worry about what people say. That's pretty much what he was saying, right? He said, but we'll know them by their fruit. We can judge them by the things that they do. So when you read this book and you see these things are taking place today and they're being done, that's what you can hold and take solace in. That's what you can hold on to and say, you know, the Bible said, hold fast to that which is good. That's what you can hold fast to. And that's when you can say to myself, okay, Yah, this is how I submit. Every single thing that you say in this book, I choose. I make a choice. Just like love is a verb. It's an action word. But you have to choose to do it. It has nothing to do with the individual you love it. You just made a choice to love them. Right? Right? So this is the same thing you're doing now. You make a choice to submit yourself to the things that are coming from the book, that are coming from the spirit of the Most High Yah. So when you read it, you believe it. Then you trust the Most High Yah, prayer and your supplications and your talking and your meditating back and forth with the Father. Because he said, in all thy getting, do what? Get an understanding. So you got to ask him, show me what this means. Break this down for me. A lot of you are used to the way the system is set up, and the first thing you'll do is go run to a man. You'll go text a message, or you'll go send an email, or you'll go, you know what I mean? You'll go do something, right? instead of trusting the Most High, instead of calling on the Father and asking him, break this down for me, make sense of this for me. Why is my eye seeing this? Why am I being exposed to this? Because all things in the end are going to work out for the good of the Most High. If you are in him, if you trust the Spirit that is called holy, hallelujah. So that's how you submit yourself. You believe the things that you are reading, and when you are around holy and righteous people, you believe the things that you are seeing that line up with that book, and you just accept it. I did that years and years and years and decades ago, and I told Yah, I don't have to understand. I don't have to have clarity. I know you're real. So when a door's open, I'm going to believe you opened that door, and I'm going through that door in your name, Yah. I'm going through that door in your name. Now, if you didn't open that door, you're my father. I'm your submitted, willing, obedient son. It's your responsibility to protect me. Is that not true for all men in Israel? Is that not your responsibility, your family? Is it not your job to protect your family, to provide for your family, and to produce for your family? Is that not your responsibility? Now, if you can do it, how come the Most High can't do it? If you're successful with your family, taking care of your wife or wives, taking care of your children, taking care of your homestead or your community, if you can do it, what do you think the Most High going to be able to do? This is how you submit your mind, submit yourself, submit your body, give every single thing to him, and you trust him. When he told Abraham to go, what did Abraham do? Did he sit down and say, okay, Father, let me get the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s of this journey you got me going on? Or did he get his stuff and take off? Which did he do? I'm asking a question. You can answer in the chat room. Which did he do? Did he sit around, beg the Father for clarity, ask him for instructions, tell the Father, tell me what's going to be on the other side? Or did he just, and then as he went and he was obedient, the Father was able to download everything in him that he needed. This is how we have to function. This is how we have to function. This is how, as saints, we have to function. This is submitting yourselves to the Most High, Yah, in all things. And then in turn, you'll have to submit yourself to those that have the rule over you. Why? Because that's how he set it up. He gave you gifts. Pastors, teachers, evangelists. He gave you apostles. He gave you gifts. You'll have to trust those gifts when they're before you. Why? If you don't believe that they're the man of Yah that they think they are, go somewhere else. You go show us how to do it. Coming over here with a contrite spirit and a rebellious heart and always being contentious and trying to bring about separation, all that ain't going to work for you. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to work for you. But you submit yourself because you know that he is Yah, and he is worthy of your praise, of all the honor, and he's worthy of your submission and your obedience. And you trust him because he's given you his spirit to guide you to everything that is true. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be guided, and you're going to see some stuff that's designed to jack up your mind. It's designed to pull you astray, thing that is holy, and you have to stay glued to that book. Why? Because it's essence. I think sometimes we make a mistake. We say that he is a spirit. Yah is not a spirit. Read it correctly. He is spirit. It is who he is. He is spirit. And I think we get it misconstrued because you will see that people will try to take the spirit that is holy and try to dumb it down and put it on the same level that the people are. I've seen it. Who was it? That blame it. Some worldly comedian. The book of just got the shit slapped out of him. Got the taste slapped. Chris Rock. I've watched him mock Yah. And I sit there and all like, wow, and people are really paying money to see this? They're paying money to see this. I've watched this man get up and make statements that Yah's not perfect. How could he be perfect if he rested on the seventh day. He said, when we rest from doing a project, it's because we done screwed up, and we want to take a little time before we screwed up even more. Like Yah is on the same level as us. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. And the main thing, the main thoughts, and the main way that Yah is not like us, chose to love, even when he knew we would reject him. That was a choice before any of you were ever created. And he chose to give his only begotten son, himself, in fleshly form. He chose that well before he created you. He knew about good. He knew about evil. He knew about holiness and righteousness, and he knew about sin. He's the creator of all things. You don't think he knew? But he still chose. He still chose to love you beyond your faults, beyond your screw-ups, beyond all the rejection that you've given him. All he's done is give, 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 give. What have you done for him? What have you done for him? I'm asking a question. I'm asking a question now. I know we done went into preach mode. I'm asking a question, though. What have you done for him? So people will look and say, man, Elder, y'all do this and you do that. That's admirable. That's cool for me. That's cool for mine. That's cool for Israel. What about you? Why won't it work for you? Are you too selfish? Are you too self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed? Is it all about you? See, those are characteristic traits of the devil, all about him. He wasn't cool being the most beautiful creation Yah had ever made. He wasn't cool with that. Instead of the praise dwelling up from in him out for Yah, he wanted the praise to come back to him. And such is some of you. Such is some of you. And you know it. Such is some of you and you know it. We got to make this change. We got to start submitting our minds and our hearts to Yah and doing exactly what he wants us doing. And sometime that instruction is going to come from his book. Sometime the Spirit will speak to you expressly. Hallelujah. Sometime he will, the book says he will unction your spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes he'll tell a man to tell you what to do. Sometimes he'll tell a child to tell you what to do. See, man, I learned this a long, long time ago. It doesn't matter who's delivering the message. It doesn't matter how the message is being delivered. The only question that matters is it true? And if the answer to that is yes, guess what? It's time for you to change. Time for you to change. Hallelujah. So we are blessed. We blessed here in this ministry. We blessed as we go in the cities and the fields, wherever we at. Because we fully submit ourselves to the Most High Yah. That takes a high level of trust. And everything he's done from the beginning of the time has earned him that trust. Now, if you got fears and rejections and all these other things that may stop you from trusting Yah, I suggest if you're not connected to a fellowship, get connected, right? And I remember hearing Pastor Dow say this a long, long time ago, desperate people get deliverance. So you do what you got to do to get the deliverance that you need. I don't care if you lose a job. I'd rather be free. I would rather be unemployed but free from the demons than have a job and not have my mind. This making sense to y'all. Brother that sent in that question about submitting your mind, like Pastor I said, I hope this has helped you get an understanding about that. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Now, Saints, I shouldn't even say this. I really don't have intention to be before y'all alone today, especially since we're doing this YouTube thing and all that. I have a minor issue with my iPad that I need to get to Verizon and get checked out. It actually cuts itself off at a certain time. I don't even want us to get close to that time so that y'all get the full live stream. Hallelujah. And as you can see, we have a lot going on. Some of you saw the videos I put out today. about the work that, you know, y'all know how First Days is in Israel. We get after it, everybody, you know, all around. We got saints working. We got saints building. We got saints hunting. We got saints fishing. We got saints repairing and fixing. I mean, First Day is just grind it out, get the week going the way it should. And I love it. I love seeing on Marco Polo and on YouTube and Facebook all the different things. The sisters are deep cleaning. The mothers are cooking and teaching and instructing. And it's just beautiful to watch, y'all. It's beautiful to watch. But I don't intend on being before you guys long today. I think I'm going to address maybe one more question, unless there's a question that pop up and Most High tells me that I need to answer it, then I will. But this was like our test run this week. I wanted to see how this goes. Now, Brother Caleb, the brothers that came, Brother Caleb is the brother, his wife does the photography stuff now, so it's Tanisha. And, man, that sister's so good with them pictures. The saints thought we hired her when she first came. They said, did y'all hire a professional photographer? Like, no, she's just in the faith now. Hallelujah. But that brother is knowledgeable when it comes to this computer stuff and all this. So hopefully by the next time y'all see me, I won't have to do the two different things. I'll have everything downloaded into the Mac here, and I'll be able to run it from the Mac and not have to use the Mac and the iPad. Hallelujah. So, but he's going to help me with that, get me up to speed with that. And I'm going to do my best to just be more obedient, make more videos, involve y'all in more stuff, let y'all see even more. We got a lot coming up. A lot of y'all know we got an extension coming up. We got Straightway Alabama that we building on, Straightway Georgia East. That's where, you know, y'all know that the Shepherd is down there now with Brother Robert, Sister Deidre, Mama Muncie, and I'll be with Shepherd tomorrow. We'll be in Alabama, and getting vision from the man of Yah on what's next for that community. We got several living spaces already set up for the saints there. Several families are already fully functioning and living there. Brother Jonathan and his family showed up again today. He's been the head of all the construction work, the remodels, all that stuff, doing a fabulous job. I got to, you know, salute my brother Jonathan and my brother Caleb and my brother Emiliano and all the brothers that are going to Alabama that's been able to go out, Brother James, Greer, all you brothers, Brother Brandon, all y'all, really. I've been to name the whole community in a minute, but all y'all that have just tirelessly been going back and forth whenever you free, going over there, getting something done. Those of you that have never done it, it's some serious work cutting down trees, moving trees, and putting in septic tanks and running field lines and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, you ain't never done it. You'll see. You're going to get your opportunity. If you love the Most High and you're looking to move communal like you should be. I also heard there was a little rumbling going on in Israel since we transitioned into this now. I also heard there was a little rumbling in Israel about Pastor Corey's last message he did, which I say was an incredible message. I love what Pastor Corey did. I love how he did it and how the Most High had him deliver that message to us. But some of the saints took that as an opportunity to voice their disagreement with community. The book says, the Messiah says that he goes to prepare a place for us. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would not have told you. But I go that I prepare a place for you, right? He didn't say he's going to get a mansion for you. He's going to get a place for you in one of those mansions. So think about this. If you're one of these people that is anti-community, even though when you go to the book of Acts and Romans and you see everything that took place after the Messiah left and you watched the apostles walk out everything they were trained and taught by the Messiah himself. You watch, even though you see that, you see what's going on here at Straightway, you still have something in you that says, no, I don't need a little community. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm your elder, and I love you. That's why I'm going to do it. I'm your brother, and I love you. I'm going to tell you what it is. You are selfish, self-centered, egotistical, P-O-S. That's what you are. Now, here's the key. I say that boldly to you because I understand. Have I ever been in that mode where I not wanted to live communal? Nope. So I can't understand you not wanting to do it. But I do understand the different spirits and the thoughts submitted to your mind to make you afraid of it. So I say, instead of being fearful, the deliverance that you need, and get on board with the program. Instead of trying to be connected to Straightway, right? Having that form of godliness, but being denied the power thereof. That's where you finna put yourself in that category. That's what's finna happen with you. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. If you in this ministry and you have issues with community living, you are the problem. Not the book, not our interpretation of the book, not our example of living the book either. Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. What is the fruit of this ministry that's been around almost 3 decades? 3 decades, y'all. That ain't no chicken feed. That's a long time, longer than some of y'all been living. And you see all these people go out and get these homesteads and communities and all that, and 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years later, they got nothing. They got nothing. Why? They're too selfish to come together and sacrifice for the greater good. I could literally be living high on the hog. Pastor Dow, Elder Becker, we could be living high on the hog, y'all. We could have our mansion here. Brother Daniel, Brother Rob, Brother Kabir, we could be living high on the hog, y'all. All of that because we wanted to live just like you. We wanted to do what the book said and have all things common. And we're leading by example. You say, well, Elder, I see you. You be driving around in those fancy cars. Man, that Audi of 2011, just in case you didn't know. That Audi of 2011. You got children old in that car. Stop it. Well over 100,000 miles in that thing. We just take care of it. That Benz that Pastor got, that's a 2010. Man, y'all don't get it. You don't understand. We're not finna go out here and spend no $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 on no car when it's just gonna get us from point A to point B and back to point A. We'll do that on a truck. Now, you know why? Because the truck gonna work for us. The truck gonna make money. We'll do that on equipment to be there. We'll do that on that. We'll spend that kind of money on that. Why? Those things make their money. They make that, the work it do for us, it make the money back. A big old one-ton, a three-quarter-ton diesel, we'll do that for that because that's going to make that's the lifeline of a community. Everybody got to have a diesel truck. Everybody got to have a big old truck if you're going to do community, right? So those that can afford it, they can spend the money on that on something like that because that's useful for everybody. But you mad because I got a 2011 Audi? Come on, man. I'm trying to tell you the problem. You self-centered, you self-focused, you self-absorbed. You are POS. And for those that don't know, that means you're a piece of shit. Because you're that because all you care about is you. You don't care about your fellow brethren. You don't care about your fellow brethren. All us, Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, Elder Becker, myself, all the elders, Elder Mitchell, everybody, all of them, right? All these shit. We got that mentality. Whoever got the greater need, they get it. They get it. I've watched Pastor Dow give away luxury SUVs, vehicles. I've watched it. Here, you just grew. You just added. Oh, here, you need that more than we do. Take it. Here's the title. You don't think I've followed that footstep and done the same thing? And the reason I can tell you I ain't had no problem with community beforehand, I was living community before I came into the faith, y'all. I had several homes, right, when I was making what the world called money, good money, right? Do you know I still lived in the first home I bought? The first home I bought cost me $35,000, y'all. It was in the hood, not the hood, but in the hood, all right, where the blacks live. Let's put it that way. It was a decent little neighborhood. Everybody there owned their home. Mostly older people lived on the little block I lived on. But it was drugs. Prostitution, it was all that crap around it. If you just drive 2-3 blocks, you can find it. You know what I'm saying? But when my income doubled, tripled, quadrupled, when it did that, guess where I was at? Still living there. I bought what you call quote-unquote investment properties. condos and stuff like that, right? I bought a darn condo that cost 5 times more than my house did. Never spent one night in it. I had many families live in it, though. Many. Not one, not two, not three. Many families live in it. Never once charged a person rent, ever. Never once made them pay a utility bill, ever. The only thing they ever had to do was bring their own food in. And half the time, they didn't have to do that. Because when I went shopping, I loaded it up. It's just what I did. It's just what I did. It's just what, it's just a fact. So you think I'm going to have a problem doing that now? When I was doing that for heathens in the world, folk that didn't even love y'all, you the problem. Anybody that had an issue with the message that Pastor Corey gave on community, which ain't in the Bible. The word community is not in the Bible. Don't forget it's an English word. But when the Bible was written, it... If you have a problem with that message, if you have a problem with community living, you have an open invitation to give me, to get in contact with me. I think it's georgia@straightway.com. That's an email that you can get in touch with me at. You can find me on Marco Polo. Send me a message on Facebook. I got 2 channels on Facebook. You can reach me if you want to. Leave me a message on here with your info. I'll have zero issue sitting down explaining to you what the Messiah was explaining to all of our ancestors called the apostles and what they were actually doing when you read in the Acts. Hallelujah. I got no problem doing that. I'll sit down with you. And believe me, in that conversation, I will not use the initials or say the words POS. I promise you I won't, because this thing is about saving souls. And if you genuinely lack understanding, well, that's what an elder's for, right? I desire to help you get that. But anybody walking this close with Straightway, you should never have a problem with community. Your goal should be to be with the saints. It should be that. That's what we saw in the book. After Jesus left, they were all together. They were communing. They were going to each other's homes. Y'all remember all of this. So why would we have an issue with that now? When he moved on my heart, I dropped everything. I dropped everything, y'all. I left the church that I was pretty much running. Yeah, running, doing all the programs except Sunday morning preaching. I left a good job. I left the hometown, I left the children, I left everything to find you. I'm looking for you. I knew I'm going to find the man of Yah, then I'll find the people of Yah, and I'll be with Yah. I knew you had a remnant because I read that book. I knew what I was around in Christianity, it wasn't it. I knew I was a sore thumb of Christianity. Here it is, I'm in Baptist churches and all this stuff, and when people come up and be like, man, how long you been a Christian? I ain't no Christian. What are you talking about? Huh? Well, you a deacon in this Christian church. Yeah, that's just my name. I'm a servant, bro. And believe you me, I'm not serving the Christian forefathers. I used to tell them this in Christian church, y'all. I used to tell them this. I don't see that. I don't see that. But it was amazing. Even back then, though, my eyes were still blind to understanding that we were Hebrew Israelites. Well, when I met Pastor Dow, bam, that's the first thing came instantly. And all that stuff I read, all the things that I had questions about, I'm like, wow, now it makes sense. And we got a charge to go out and restore. And you know what? We take it seriously. We take it seriously. We really do. The second question, if I could get to that, let me wet my palate. Yep, that is my favorite. Y'all already know. Blackberry wine. Yep. Elder, you're getting drunk on the show? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for that. She think I'm getting hot. I think the lights make me look like I'm shiny. She's concerned for her elder. No, I'm good, though. I'm actually good. The second question that I'm going to cover here real quick Man, you already know, Chef. You can have a glass anytime. I left you bottles, didn't I? You probably already drank them, didn't you? But the second question came in from a saint, and they said they got some land and they want to do some stuff on their land, and they wanted to know if growing hemp was against the scriptures, right? And honestly, I'm gonna say this. I don't study that stuff, the CBD. I don't study that stuff. I understand there is a natural herb that comes from the ground, right? And I also know that the scriptures say the herbs of the field are for the service of man. I do know that. So if those herbs are left in their natural state and used like the Most High Yah intended for them to be used, I don't think he has an issue with that. I really don't. But once you start changing the composition of it and adding stuff to it and rolling it up, smoking it and all that, bro, I don't see that in the book. I told you we live by the book. I don't see it in the book. I don't care. Oh, our Indians, boy, I understand why they were over here too. The reason why, the opportunity that they had, don't mean that everything our forefathers did was righteous. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is that I know that if something in its natural form, that's an herb, he clearly states that that was for the service of men. And you know, this ministry, we big on herbs. We use herbs all the time, but we don't use altered herbs. That we don't do. We don't do that. We don't do that at all. Now, some of you may be on it and it's helping you and whatever. That's your choice. You know what I'm saying? That's your choice. It's your conscience that has to be cleared by Yah, not mine. But I do know the book says that in a natural state, they use for the service of men. And it helps us a ton because we don't have to run to the doctors. Some of y'all know I do I get on and I do some sports stuff with some of my buddies and stuff, help them out on their podcasts and things like that, right? And one of them, I shared the fact that I had a daughter. He knew my wife was pregnant and I had a daughter and she came. And he was all excited for me. And then he said to me, he said, Elder, is your wife going to get to come home tomorrow? That's it. And I laughed. I laughed out loud. I was like, wow, come home, bro. She is home. What are you talking about? And so I start breaking down to him how, you know, we deliver the babies here and we don't go to the doctors and pay them $50,000 to do something that Yah created us to do. And that she's home. And I told him, and he said, man, I said, so, brother, I've delivered babies and I circumcised babies. And, I mean, you name it, you know. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I believe that. See, that's another way you submit yourself, you know. When the first time I delivered a child was my own. It was, y'all know our sister Mariah. She's 9 going on 10. Hallelujah. And I delivered her and went to work right after. I sure did. Mother had to call me and say, Elder, are you coming back? What? We still got to pass the placenta. I said, oh, my bad. I'll be right back up the hill. Some of y'all that's close to us know that story. But why go out here and submit ourselves to the world and do things that we know how to do ourselves? All these children are perfectly healthy. It's amazing how having a child did not become a medical emergency until hospitals were created. You ever thought about that? What is the goal of a hospital? Like when it looks at its books and says, how can we generate money? What do you think they're talking about? Can a hospital survive in an area where all the people are healthy? Does not a hospital make its money off you being sick? So would that not motivate them for you to get sick so they can make money? Now, is the Elder against hospitals? Nope. I am not against hospitals. I'm not against doctors. I'm not against physicians and psychologists. I'm not against none of that stuff. If I had a bone sticking out, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the hospital. Yeah. If I got something going on that I can't understand, I'm going to the hospital. But if I just got the coughs and the sniffles and some aches and some pains, and I'm not going to the hospital, y'all. I'm not going to the hospital. I'm not. I'm going to trust the Most High Yah to give me the instructions on what to do. There are plenty of times where we told people, go to the hospital. Did not the Messiah himself tell the folk that your faith has made you whole? So sometimes I'm in a situation and I realize the faith is not there. I may have it, but the people that need the faith, they don't have it. And why sit there and force them to do something and then try to kill their faith? You sit there, you got to have faith, got to have faith. If they ain't got it, and then something bad happens, then they're going to be looking at you like, see, your God didn't work. So if you ain't got the faith, go to the doctor. Pay the money. It's simple. And it's not a reflection of your overall. You know, faith is something that has to be built up. Yeah, faith is something that has to be built up. You have to stir up that gift. You know what I mean? When you receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, there's a reason why you get that. That level of perfect communication that you got between you and Yah, the only person that understands it is him. There's a reason why. You don't think the Hasatan, the devil, the evil one, understands every language under the sun? But I tell you, the one language he don't understand, tongues, he has no idea. Do you know how I know that? Because the book told me that. The book told me that. That's how I know that. That's how I know. Hallelujah. So I think I answered your question on the hemp, and I think I answered your question on submitting yourself, submitting your mind. There's been plenty of other things going on in Israel, y'all, this past few weeks. I don't even want to put myself in that mind frame right now. I don't even want to cover it. Can I be honest with y'all? Can the elder just be real? I don't. I got a baby girl in there, y'all. Y'all know that? She's so little. She little. I can, like, hold her, like, in one hand. She little. And she's so precious. She's so expressive already with her face. I touch her little foot. Guess what? Her toes curl up. Love it. Love it. We're going to be fighting. I got her. I can tell. I can already tell. I can already tell. Here, my four shots, we're going to be fighting over who get the baby, who get the – I can hear Sister Bonnie now. I'm the mother. God, don't I got rights? Yeah, you got the right to sit back. Oh, hallelujah. Again, bless y'all. Thank y'all, all of y'all. I don't want to forget that. Some of y'all might have came in later. All of y'all that have sent out the messages to me, called me, text me, PayPal me, Cash App me. I mean, some of these offerings, I'm like, man, I'm just overwhelmed. Like, thank y'all. Glory to the King. And y'all already know how we rock in Straightway. Those that have done that, everything she needs, she getting it. Courtesy of the saints. Praise the Most High, yeah. And I was making a statement earlier, and I made it a million times. I'm thankful for this perfect life we live in, right? People say, you ain't living no perfect life. Oh, yeah, it is. I'm not saying that mistakes aren't made, but mentally towards the Most High, Yah, oh, we living a perfect life. This ministry, that's what it promotes. Didn't he tell you, be ye perfect, for I am perfect? Didn't he tell you that? Yeah, he told you that. He told you that. And we believe it. So towards Yah, oh, man, people forget it. Our minds are sold out. Our minds are sold out. If there's somebody in that chat room, one of y'all in there, I think I saw people asking certain things. I don't have time to type it in there while I'm talking. Fill it in for them, please, if you know the information, the emails, the Cash Apps, whatever they're asking for. Just put it in there for them. Y'all know it. But y'all understand what I'm saying about this perfect life we live in here? And we love in every moment of it. We love in every single moment of it. So here it is. Yah has placed us in this beautiful, protected, sacred, holy place. And we submit ourselves to him on a daily basis. Not just every year, not just every month, not just every week, not just every day, not just every hour, not just every minute, but every second is submitted to him. And I don't have to think about myself. I don't have to think about myself, y'all. I spend all my time thinking about y'all. My family will tell you, what can I do to help Pastor Dow? What can I do to take off his burden? What can I do to help Elder Becker? What can I do to help the saints here in Georgia? What can I do to help the saints abroad? What can I do to help the saints in Indiana? What can I do to help the saints in Wisconsin? What can I do to help the saints down there in Tennessee? I'm 100% consumed with the saints. It's never about me. And guess what I found out? Because I never make it about me, y'all always make sure that you make it about me. He puts me on your heart and your mind. Because some of you already, not some, a lot of you already know. A lot of you already know at the drop of a hat when y'all say do, I go. I've shown up at your doorstep when we need it. When resources and relief is needed, it's there. No questions asked. This is how it's supposed to be, y'all. This is how it's supposed to be. This real love, when it's unconditional. Do it with, I don't even need a pat on the back. I don't even need an acknowledgement. The acknowledgement I get is from Yah finding me worthy, choosing me to serve you. That's the all acknowledgement I need. That's it. That's it. That drives, that motivates, that inspires, that encourages me. Right there, knowing that he saw me worthy. He saw me worthy to be a blessing and to be a help to one of my brothers, one of my sisters. I don't think y'all get it. And I may not be able to verbalize it. That ain't the best thing ever to do here, all right? I can live it. I'm still trying to master the English language, y'all. Hallelujah. That's what drives me. Y'all, let me throw another shout out, another salute to the brothers of Straightway Georgia, because these brothers have made it possible, especially since I came off working in the world 3-4 years ago, right? They've made it possible for me to be totally available for you saints. These brothers, like, a spirit come on them when I show up to work. Now, sometimes I have to make sure the work get done the way it needs to. But for the most part, it's so many of them unified now, I'm just not needed for those tasks no more. And they literally say to me, Elder, don't come out here waiting tables. Go call a saint back. Don't tell me you got people you can't call them. Like, yeah, I do. I just don't want to talk to them right now. I'd rather work. You know, y'all know it can be a drain sometimes, counseling the saints. But these brothers have made it their mission. Mm-mm. Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, yourself, y'all got to get to the position where y'all need to be. Y'all shouldn't come down from ministering to the people to wait tables anymore. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even think I'm worthy of that. When I look, Pastor Dow has been through, and what Elder Becker has been through, Teacher Shane has been through, Deacon Bell has been through, Brother Rich, I'm talking about the Straightway Saints, y'all. I just named the males. You know I can go with the sisters, Mother Carol, Mama Vicky, Grandma Barb, all of them. When I see what they've been through, I'm like, man, I got shit. Nah, give me a hammer. But the brothers get it, and the sisters get it. So salute, Straightway Georgia brothers. And y'all already know that encompasses brothers in Georgia, in many, many spots in Georgia, brothers in South Carolina, brothers in Tennessee, brothers in Alabama. We all over. We may need to change our name to the Tri-State Saints or something. I don't know. They coming from all over. But to Yah be the glory. To Yah be the glory. Every opportunity we get to expand, we will do it. I'll call Pastor, hey, they got this little piece of land. I don't care. Buy it. Telling you, we're doing that for you. We're doing that for you. Pastor said this all the time. Places are being prepared, but are the people prepared for those places? I think the answer is slowly becoming yes, y'all. Yes. When he prophesied it a few years ago about how the new saints going to come in, they're going to hit the ground 100 miles and run it. They're going to be given all. No problem. They're going to see it. They're going to read it. They're going to believe it. And they're going to do it. And guess what? Since he said that, I've watched saints, and I'm telling you, it's gone to a whole other level. So I've been trying to get your hearts and minds ready for a higher level of holiness, a higher level of righteousness. I've been telling you. I've been telling you. It's coming right here before your face. Right here before your face. So, saints, we've been 1 hour today. 1 hour today. It's been really good. Man, if I don't stop now, I'm not going to stop. But like I said, this was a test run. I think it's going – hey, do me a favor, those of you, thank you for those that came into Blog Talk, the chat. Please put in there how you're hearing me. I can tell you're hearing me good, but give me a sound check one more time before we get out of here. One more time in the Blog Talk chat. I want to see it in the Blog Talk chat. Let me see if I can get in there. Yes, I put – yep, thank you, Brother Vince. I put my 10. All right, and you guys are hearing me well. And you too. Glory to the King. I hope y'all like this. I mean, hey, when the video's over and you can make comments and stuff, leave your comments on YouTube, all right? If this ain't something y'all want, I mean, I don't know. Some of y'all may not want to look at my ugly mug. If you don't, just get over here on Blog Talk. You ain't got to look at me then. You just got to listen to me. They've come by hearing. You see what I'm saying? So you ain't got to look at all my pot marks, and I got big old pimples on my face, and hey, I don't care. I got all this gray, you know, hey, it's there. So those don't want to look at, you got an option now. You just go listen on Blog Talk. You ain't got to look. But some do for some odd reason. I don't know. I guess it makes the experience better. Hallelujah. Man, I could tell you this, saints, I miss y'all. I miss y'all. I know I just seen you, but I miss y'all. And I'm looking forward to those that get a chance to come to Pentecost. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I am. And I already know when I leave you in Pentecost, I'm going to be heartbroken because I can't see you again, probably most of you, until we get up to the fall feast. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Man, all my brothers and sisters out there that are striving to enter in through the straight gate, keep doing it. I'm so excited with the direction Yah is moving the ministry and moving his people right now. We are the people. I agree with Pastor Dow 100%. We are the people. I've searched high, I've searched low. I've put hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles on vehicles. There's nothing else going on here in America. I'm sorry. And if it is, I ain't seen it. And if they are, why aren't you joining up with us? Why aren't you making yourself known so we can join up with you? Hallelujah. People say, is Pastor Dow the only man of Yah? I'm like, no, hell no, he's not the only man of Yah. But I can tell you this, he's the only man of Yah you going to ever meet. You know, go look in the book, y'all. They didn't have the option to pick between, well, you know what, I'll go be with Ezekiel today, I'll go be with this prophet today. Oh, I'll just submit myself to this dude. No, 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 you don't get that. God gives you a gift. He gives you a gift. And you need to submit yourself to that gift. Because you know why? If you don't believe him, you ain't going to believe nobody else that come behind him. Because they're going to be saying the same thing. So accept your gift wholeheartedly. Receive. Hallelujah. Man, it's been a blessing to hear with y'all. Hopefully next week we'll have the streaming service all set up and everything. That's what me and Brother Caleb going to be working on. Hallelujah. And so it'll be even more efficient. I may not have to do this all day. I may be able to just look at the iMac and use the camera on it. I don't know. But I'm glad we went this route. And Elder needs to step into the 21st century, huh, y'all? Quit using them old school computers. Hallelujah. Hey, we just got an iMac for the first time, y'all. This is my first time having an iMac. I know some of y'all are like, what in the world? Yeah, my first time. And the main reason I got it, because last week my mother Jennifer was trying to do her show, the HP laptop we got, that booger wouldn't boot up. It kept messing up. I'm like, we've been fighting this for like a year. Really? I'm through with it. Bump that. Pastor said, get your iMac, and you ain't going to have no problem, so I'm going to get one. And then you know, guess what else I'm going to do? When we build this office, you know, I got an extension we're building on to the multipurpose building. I'm going to have an office and a conference room in there. I'm going to put an iMac in there. I already got it worked out. me and Brother Shannon. Y'all know Brother Shannon, the Apple man. He already gonna hook his elder up. I'm gonna buy his iMac. I'm gonna buy his iMac from him because I don't do as much as mother do. She needs it a lot more than me, so I can use a used one. I got her a new one though. I did. I got her a new one. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Saints, love y'all dearly. Thank y'all for joining me tonight. Because we're splitting between the two, I'm not going to do like any breaks or stuff like that because only the people on Blog Talk would be able to hear. So next week, hopefully, I'll have the streaming service set up and all that so that both can hear at the same time. And then we're just going to go in. We're going to go in. So, Saints, I love you. I don't know when the next time I'll come on to do this brother segment. I don't know. Still submit your emails, though. If you would, you go to Georgia@straightway.com, or if you have my personal email, you can send me to me there. Some of you, I know you sent me personal emails and letters and messages and stuff, and y'all willing, I'll get to those when y'all tells me to get to them. Hallelujah. But this is what he has for us today. This is what we're going to do. Again, I appreciate all of y'all. Looks like we've had 156 people in here. And hold on a second now. The room ain't filled with all saints. It's 159 people, 158, but we only got 123 likes. Shouldn't it be the same amount of likes for the same amount of people? I guess some of y'all don't like what you're hearing, huh? If you ain't hit that like button, hit the like button. Man, it don't cost you nothing. Hit the like button. Appreciate you. All right. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead this down. I got two things to shut down, so I'll shut down the I'll do the end of the episode. Let's see how I need to do this. Oh, I see how I need to do it. I think I do. I got it. I got it, beloved. Thank you. Thank you, beloved. She was coming to my rescue, y'all, Mother Jennifer. But I know how to do this. I got it. Because we still need our outro for Blog Talk. We do. Still need our outro for Blog Talk. So that's what we're going to do here for the Blog Talk listeners. Love you dearly. Bless y'all. And I'll see you soon. Glory to the King. Stand courage. All right, YouTube.
Jesus, and you are destroyed in the name of Jesus.